Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It is a Mike Calta show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, May the 4th, 2021, and we are coming to you live. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, you got louder.
Sorry. How's that? Any better?
Yeah.
Sexy.
I was trying to fix my headphones and I made me loud. What's up, everybody? Good morning. How's it going?
Hello.
Pound
Hello.
It.
Pound it, pound the likes.
Hey.
I have some good news for you guys.
Oh, snacks. Is it true? Is it done?
Sandwiches?
Well, it's still on the grill. But we gotta go get it on the next break or it's gonna dry out.
You got tiny elves now.
Yeah, we put a brisket on last night. Made a nice brisket for this morning.
Oh, reminds me of football season.
Yeah.
Brisket ball Sundays.
Throw it around a little bit.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, it's been cooking so long we may be able to throw it around a little. might be a little bit rubbery. So for the first time in years, I am not starting off the show drinking Starbucks coffee today. How do you like that?
Why? Sorry.
What happened?
Well, Fatty went on a diet, and I was not
Gio?
Drinking the...
No, he said Fatty, drinking. Carmen said Gio Byrne. I just wanted to recap for everybody.
Fat joke, I'm fat. Not smelt or slender.
Joe loved that one. So, both Fatties are on a diet, and I bought this stuff. Microdosing coffee? Have you ever seen that?
No, it sounds like we're doing acid together.
Right? Where it's like a super saturated, like a little vial where you put it in there and make a whole thing of coffee. Is that what it is?
Calvin knows what's up.
Wow.
Yeah, so I saw a different version of that, and I said to my wife, I go, this is supposed to be great. Like, people love it. And she's like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. So I ordered it just to try it, and it's been in my refrigerator for like a couple weeks, and I was like, I got to try that. So last night I got a big cup out and I put ice in it, and you're only supposed to use like 2 teaspoons of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I filled it with water and put the 2 teaspoons in, and then got a little measuring cup and I put exactly 2 tablespoons of creamer in there, and I hit it and I was like, whoa, I think I got myself a new little treat over
Ooh.
Here. Yeah. So, and I think the price of that bottle was like $17.
Oh.
Which is usually my day's worth of coffee. Seriously? I mean, those coffees are like $5 a year, so that's 15 bucks. And it's going to last me a lot longer. So I was like, I called Gio, and I go, no coffee tomorrow.
Oh.
No coffee.
I said, this is horrible news.
Yeah.
Does that mean Gio can't use your Starbucks card anymore?
No, he can. Yeah, he can, whatever he wants.
Yeah. I still went to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yet you came in with a Dunkin' Donuts.
No, that's a Starbucks.
Is it?
I think the straw was
there. Yeah. He's trickery. Trickery's
you
foot.
You didn't get the notification that you paid for Gio's coffee this morning?
Scrounge.
I did not. I would have been happy to.
He insists that he uses his thing.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
I get
when
it.
I didn't, he got mad at me.
He
literally.
Won't let us pay for tip whenever we go out or the bill. He
How
yells.
Dare you ask somebody to get you a $5 coffee and make them pay for it. Now let them do that 5 days a week. That's insane. That's insane.
Yeah, but once he's not getting you the coffee anymore. More. It's shut it down.
I paid for my own this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, you better.
He did. I think I'm gonna have my wife go through.
Go ahead.
I know Gio did because I hear it when he does it. When he uses the thing, it goes ding, and I go, "Oh, Gio's almost here." So no ding this morning.
There was like a week or two. I paid for all the coffee, and then you're like, "Why are you doing that?" Here's my thing. Use it.
It's insane.
Such a big spender.
Someone woke up on the wrong side of the Gio bed this morning.
He's fiery, I tell you.
So, Gio, you were like 3 hours into your diet yesterday. How did it go after you left? after you left here. Yeah.
I stuck with it. I didn't eat anything off the diet for the whole day.
Oh, good for you.
Now I'm like 24 hours in.
Day one complete.
Yes.
All right.
What is your diet, though?
It's basically just like eliminating sugar.
And listen to his wife and don't eat food in the closet.
And not eating pizza. Yeah, I've just eliminated all the garbage that I eat.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay under a certain amount of calories.
Yeah, that too.
But which wears me out, because when you put in all your information, it gives you way more calories than you feel like you're supposed to be able to eat.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah, like...
Well, no, you can change, like... how many pounds you want to lose per week. So right. You might have it on the lowest setting of like, you know, a half a pound per week. And then
once my wife got her hands on it, it was terrible.
Okay.
So, yeah. But at least I know I can drink coffee. And I don't know, she bought me a salad yesterday too. And I was like, ugh. Then I ate it. I was like, I like salad. Me like salad. Salad's delicious when it's got stuff in it.
Yeah. It can be real good.
But it was, yeah, anyway, so... And then I don't know why we go. It's almost as bad as talking about my dreams. Yes, we're on a diet. It stinks. Yeah. That's it. Bottom line. Welcome to the show today. We have Dominic Ferriello. Ask the Dom is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour, as he's done for the past 11 years. Tomorrow is his anniversary, right? Cinco de Mayo is when he joined us the first time.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
What, 12 years, I think?
I think so.
Jesus Christ.
You better get right and get him a cake. Oh. He's going to freak out.
You're right.
Well,
sorry.
If he was in the studio, it would be a different story. So now we have so many things going on this week. We were supposed to have Craig Robinson come in the studio on Friday, and he's been on the show before, and he was great. So what's so funny is Craig Robinson was in Eastbound and Down, and his scene was shot at a car dealership. And, you know, Craig, you know him from The Office and some other Hot Tub Time Machine.
Doing all the Pizza Hut commercials now.
Yeah. And the last time we had him on the show, we were actually live at Stingray Chevrolet, and he came out there. Yeah. It was just perfect. I wanted him to throw a ball and hit Steve Hurley in the nuts. But so he's supposed to come on Friday, and we run into our first home studio snag, Galvin.
Oh, boy.
So Spanish is, like, talking to the improv, and he goes, what's up? I mean, you guys... We haven't had any guests from you, and Bill Bellamy said he wasn't doing radio, and then he went on Orlando's show, and the dude from the improv was like, I think they're worried about going to your house for... And I was like, listen, you will not... You think that this house is not as clean as the dirty, disgusting office buildings that you're going to? And every radio station in this town is in an office building, of which they only occupy one floor of the building. So if you go into... Wild, you're going to the second floor of a three-story building or two-story building, and you're going here. You're entering from the outside into the studio, to which the wall on my right has a super heat and air, ridiculous virus-killing thing on my. It's like the cleanest room. So I was like, you know what? I don't care. Whatever happens, happens. I think he's coming in, but if he doesn't, who cares? Shane Gillis is also here this week.
Yes.
So Shane Gillis doesn't care about viruses.
He does not. He's
God
ready to go.
Knows venereal diseases he may have had.
Oh, my gosh.
In his travels. Elon Musk scheduled to host Saturday Night Live this Saturday, which caused the Dogecoin to fly. I mean, I'm assuming that's what it is.
I mean, I think so.
Probably top of mind. People are like, oh, he's talking about this. Oh, let me buy this.
I think when he goes on Saturday Night Live, it's going to go in higher.
So depending on how well he does. Yeah, if he does good, it's going to go up. If he does bad, they're going to be like, oh, sell it. This guy doesn't know anything.
Well, I saw on Twitter people were asking him if he was going to do any Doge skits or sketches. Sorry.
Yeah.
And he was like, absolutely.
What's the difference between a skit and a sketch?
I have no idea.
I mean, why would I don't
know. I just know the guy got mad because he
right.
Skit.
The parody song thing?
Yeah.
I know. We went through it. I don't know either, but the Saturday Night Live bitches are real sensitive.
They really are.
And honestly, outside of Colin Jost, Michael Che, Pete Davidson, name another one.
Kate McKinnon, she's still there?
No.
No.
Bobby Moynihan was my favorite. No. He's gone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they have the new Asian guy. Does that, do I get any points for that?
Michael Chang?
No.
Not much Michael Che.
They have Chris Redd, who was mad about him calling it skits instead of sketches.
Dude, that guy's lucky he's even on that show. Chris Redd is useless. That's a black dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on Keenan's show, too.
Chris Redd looks like he had a funny Sprite commercial one time, and they were like, that guy would be good on Saturday Night Live.
Right, right. And then there is...
Is the fat girl still on?
Yeah, I think she is, because she... tweeted about Elon Musk.
Melissa McCarthy?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
80 Bryant.
Yeah, yeah. Now, why are they mad at him? Does anyone even know?
Yeah, because he's rich.
I mean, that's it, right?
Yeah. If he's rich, he's doing something bad. I don't like it.
Half the people they have on that show are rich. Not that rich, but not nearly as rich as Bill Gates' wife is going to be in a couple.
Oh, my gosh.
Bill Gates and his wife are getting divorced, which, you know, I got to wonder, what is that all about after all these years? What is that all about? Is it that
she told him too many times to get a different haircut, and he refused, and she said, all right, that's I'm done. Yeah. I'm done.
Can you imagine what he'd look like if he didn't have money?
Oh my God.
Just deteriorated. So my whole thing is that, like, all the things that they do and all the things they do together with the foundation and all that, do they just hate each other? Because even if you not hate each other, but do you think that even if you grow apart, you could be like, all right, well, let's just do our own thing, you know what I mean?
Just stick it out, though.
I'll go live in one of my 12 houses, you go live in one of your 12 houses, and we'll just stay married.
Yeah.
Or they got somebody else on the side. I mean, to me, somebody else had to start wandering, yeah. Right? Because what else would you think? Other than that, you just don't see each other.
I think Bill Gates is going to, we're going to find out he's dating Jeff Bezos. And that's why they're separated. And
both of them get their money back?
It's like a superpower combined. Like,
wow. You
know, you can really create a machine if you put Bill Gates' wife and Bezos' ex-wife together and they form some sort of corporation. People would lose their minds.
Oh,
over
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
The super exes.
Oh.
Something.
What if she comes out, though, and it's just like he's crazy and you would never believe the stuff that he says behind closed doors? She's got all these crazy tapes.
What if she comes out and she's like, all those conspiracy people are right. Bill Gates started COVID.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Also, he makes me dress up like a robot when we have sex.
When I found out he started COVID, I had to get out. I had to get away from
right? That would be wild.
I don't know. That's great. How long have they been married? A long time.
I think it was 27 years, yeah. I read.
Oh, see, man. The prenup runs out after 10.
But no, there was
that's true?
There was no prenup at all.
No, really? Because, yeah, she snagged herself a nerd. So, he finally got laid.
27 years they were married, yeah. So,
I mean, she could take half and he'd still have, you know, he'd still be one of the richest people in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, she is going to take a good chunk. I mean, she's going to walk away with $20, $30 billion.
Yeah, and I don't think he cares.
Yeah, he's not going to feel it. He'll make it up in the next 6 months. He'll make it when he cashes in his Dogecoin.
Yeah, for real.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers if you're up early and you'd like to join the program. Dom will be here to take your legal calls. That's happening in the 8 o'clock hour. We got a big week here. Thursday, furniture starts coming in.
Ooh.
Which means Thursday you have desks to put together, Smash.
I'll do my best. I don't know how sturdy they're going to be. Yeah.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Well, it's his desk that's coming in, so if he falls, he falls.
Gio,
okay. He dies.
Luck.
He dies.
Yeah.
If he dies, yeah. Gio's will be perfect against the wall, edged, laser edging and all that. Your desk will be wobbly the whole time.
No way.
Every time you get up, everything rattles. Ugh, be miserable.
Did you order Joe a desk, or is he keeping the baby desk?
So I think we're going to keep the baby desk.
I think that's a good idea.
So I emailed John Brennan, and I said, hey, do we figure anything out about the cameras? And he really didn't have an answer, so I'm like, hey, I'm cool, whatever. So I'm thinking, Joe, we don't even need you anymore. We're just going to put a camera in the corner.
That sounds good.
And that's it. Like, get one room shot. The back of
as opposed to what are we doing now?
Not much difference.
But, I mean, there's a camera in the corner.
Well,
Joe's able to move that camera. And the only reason why that camera makes it to Bone TV is because Joe sends it there.
Yeah.
Right
it's
now.
On the broomstick. My gear, my equipment, and my program.
Right. Yeah. Oh. So if Joe wasn't
thanks
here.
Thanks for the reimbursement, though. And you're welcome for Bone TV, everybody. Hey,
real quick, the real reason it's on is because Carmen goes into Bone TV and turns it on.
That's correct.
Well, if she turned it on.
Don't
add. Hey, listen, if she doesn't turn it on, it's just Joe sending it out into space.
Yeah.
True. It's true.
Into the void.
Yeah.
If Joe doesn't send anything, then Carmen turns it on. You don't see anything either.
Yeah, so. You see us.
Oh, that's true.
See me and Carmen.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. Well, for now, what happens when you're here?
Then you see the board and whoever's in here.
You don't want that?
No. If you had your choice of board ops to board op the show, who would it be?
Oh. Who's the quietest one?
I guess Isaiah. Because I just found out he still works there.
Isaiah. I choose Isaiah.
Ryan Adams.
He's super
quiet. You never hear from him at all. Haven't heard a word in years.
Should we have a board op competition to see who will take over when we officially come to the studio here?
I don't know who wants this job. I mean, somebody's got to get up at you know, 4 o'clock in the morning every day. Yeah.
Well, Dizzy's out.
Dizzy's proved that he is not reliable time-wise.
I like the guy, but he's out.
Yeah, I love him. He's great. I don't think Hoppy can do it because Hoppy does so many other things. I think he'd have too many hours. And then
well,
so that leaves
just
you
shift his priorities, you know?
Yeah, but
you got to activate him.
Just, he's got too much other stuff.
All right, yeah. All right.
Who else? Why are you arguing that point, Smash?
We should give the OnlyFans girl the job.
Oh. No. Now you want to watch Bone TV.
No, that's a great idea.
Put the bone in Bone TV.
I'm sure they're smart.
Yeah, I don't think this is good. We have to get our own dump button if we're doing that.
You guys are missing the big obvious one. The one, the gift that keeps on giving.
Uh-oh.
Monica?
Nope.
Spencer.
Oh.
Spencer run the board, though?
Yeah, Spencer runs the board. He looks like a lady, sounds like 10 different men. It's perfect. I saw a picture of Spencer the other day, and I was like, is it like Crazy Patty in the studio? What is he doing with his hair?
Thank you for calling the Mike Calta show.
That would be great.
What would you like to talk about this morning?
Wait a second. I was just talking to an Asian man. Yeah, I don't know. I'll get with Oliver. We'll figure that out. All right, let's get the show moving this morning. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Calta Show.